Tits. Oh, yes. Tits, lots of times. Tits at school at the Mount in York when I was 14, and I wore somebody's old evening dress and sewed things onto it. We were directed by the blessed Mrs. Mac, Kathleen MacDonald, who'd been at the Old Vic with Gielgud. She was the most inspiring teacher. I also played Titania on three occasions professionally, each time directed by Peter Hall. In fact, The Dream bookended our working relationship because it was the first and last time that I worked with him. When I first came to play Titania at the RSC in 1962, it was in the production that Peter had already directed. I'd seen it in the 50s with Mary Ure playing Titania, who'd been a few years above me at the Mount and whom I knew. It had the most exquisite design by Lila de Nobili. The opening scene was set in a great hall with two staircases that swept up either side of a central doorway. When it came time for the transformation into the woods, the whole of the top wall became gauze and was lit to reveal a forest beyond, and then Ian Holm came running through the trees towards us as Puck. It was absolutely magical to watch. My costume was Elizabethan with a huge collar, and my wig was made in Paris out of yak hair. The bodice was boned, dark brown colour, and the full skirt was gauzy and became ragged and mothy at the knee. Our feet were dirty and bare, which made us feel both aerial and of the earth, and it was easy to run about. I didn't tend to fall over so much in those days, and whenever we entered, we were always sniffing the air. We were feral.